This morning's our second session, and again, I want it to be participatory, casual, humble hits from a shepherd, summer series on living out your faith. This one is on praying effectively, and my sense is, if we were all honest, probably the one discipline of the Christian life that most Christians struggle with is the effectiveness or the amount of or the dedication of their prayer life. And maybe you're that rare exception. If you are, would you mind holding up your hand this morning? No hands? Let's pray this morning if we could. Father, we're just so grateful for another day of life. And we know that you are the Lord of life and that every breath we take, it's a gift from above. Every time our heart beats, it's because of your sovereign purpose and will. And so we just thank you that you've given us this day, and particularly it's the Lord's Day. So we come, Father, with hearts that desire to know you and to worship you and to love you and to adore you. And we just pray, Father, for our time as we think about this wonderful gift you've given us called prayer. And just help us, Lord, to leave here, not just challenged about our prayer life, but changed, not just confronted, but conformed to the image of prayer that we see in the life of Christ, the apostles, the Old Testament saints. Teach us, Lord, to pray. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So, participation. Anybody have a wonderful testimony about prayer? Anybody? Now, that's really, really bad. Really bad. Does anybody have a testimony about prayer? Yes, ma'am. Amen. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Simon. And we're happy that you're here. We really are. What a blessing. Andre.
I guess I've said this 100 times, and I should give God the glory. I've been praying for my kids' spouses since they've been inside of PIVA virtually every day. And I would say one down, and I think we had a home run on the first one. And I really give God the glory for that. I think he's answered prayer.
Amen. Anybody else? Bill. Anybody else? Testimonies about prayer. Yes, buddy.
So many of my prayers have been answered. And I'm diligent. I just kind of take it for granted. Or
Oh, yeah. Anybody else? Yes. Bob, and I'll get Marilyn.
When Beth and I first moved up here in 2005, we were praying about how the Lord would lead us to a solid, vibrant teaching church. And our good friends from St. Petersburg, Mark and Diane Smith, they had visited here, and they suggested that we try to come here and see if we like this church. And as the Lord led, of course, you know our pastor down in Florida, he does expository verse-by-verse teaching. And he was finishing up the last three verses of Matthew chapter 5. And Beth and I just prayed, you know, Lord, make it crystal clear to us that this is the church you would have us be at. The very next Sunday, we were sitting here in the pew, and that was when Dr. Brawley was the senior pastor here. And he said, if you'd open your Bibles now and continue where we left off last week, we finished up chapter 5 of Matthew.
That's great. That's great.
Thank you for making it
crystal clear. Marilyn. Awesome.
And I just want every believer to be in a small group of people praying. It's just a whole different dimension. Pray in small groups like that with focus and let God lead.
It's a Yeah, and sharing prayer between brothers and sisters is one of the most intimate things you can possibly do. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. I'll give a quick testimony, I mean, of all the answered prayers, but this one I will never forget. When we left South Florida, I was a pastor, and of course, in leaving, I had to give over all my cell phones and all my devices and blah, blah, blah. And because of the closing of our house down there and coming up here, we'd bought one and we were going to close down there. My son Johnny and I came up the road before Deb and the rest of the kids, and we came up with this big, long trailer, this big old U-Haul with all our furniture, and then on the back of it, it had a trailer, a vehicle trailer, so the thing was like 80 feet long, and I'm serious, this is as long as this sanctuary, and driving in the mountain, it took us 2 days to get here, because I drove so slow, just lived in fear for 2 days, and of course, I hadn't heard from my wife for days, so we get to our cabin where we now live, and Johnny and I, we unload all the furniture, and blah, blah, blah. And we're exhausted, and I'm laying down. We're finally laying down at like 4 a.m. And I lay down. You know, the house is just filled with boxes. And I lay down. John takes one of the rooms. He lays down. Going to try to get some rest. And all of a sudden, I became overwhelmed with fear for my wife and kids. So I haven't heard from them for days. I wonder, you know, just happens. I start praying, and here's what happened. At 4 a.m., before I got to amen, the door opened and there she was. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Another question. What do you think hinders us?